In the East Alabama town of Anniston this weekend, the U.S. Army began to dismantle and incinerate chemical weapon rockets that date from the 1960s. The destruction is in accordance with international treaties, but it has been tied up by legal challenges for more than a decade since the Army announced plans to build an incinerator to destroy the more than 2,200 tons of nerve agent and rockets stored in Anniston. Reporter Melanie Peoples was in Anniston when the incinerator finally started work yesterday.
Under the shade of a tent, Army incinerator spokesperson Mike Abrams described what was happening on a closed-circuit video monitor as an M55 rocket filled with a gallon of liquid nerve agent, sarin, made its way down the conveyor belt.
What we see is the rocket at the punch station, and the top hole, about the size of your thumb, is a vent. Underneath, we will have two additional punches come up about the size of your little finger, and that's where the agent is drained.
Drained, but not burned. The sarin is stored in a 1,000-gallon tank until the Army has collected a large enough amount to put through another furnace. Meanwhile, Abrams, who spent years getting ready for this day, is unable to mask his emotion.
This is quite exciting. There we go. The fuse has just been cut off the end of the rocket. Now we will see the rocket moved on that television monitor. It'll move from right to left, and we will see the second cut momentarily.
The rocket is cut into 8 pieces and moved onto a conveyor belt into a furnace that burns at 1,100 degrees.
That rocket is now history. This community is one rocket safer.
There are tens of thousands more to go. But getting started has been the biggest battle in this community.
It's a sad day.
Rufus Kinney, spokesperson for families concerned about nerve gas incineration, stood alone by his car outside the Anniston Army Depot with a sign reading, "Anniston is a human sacrifice zone." Kinney had fought to legally force the Army to adopt a newer weapons destruction technology here, neutralization.
This community has a right to have that alternative considered for it, just as has happened already in Kentucky and Colorado and Maryland and Indiana, all of which rejected incineration and are now perfectly happy with neutralization, low temperature, low pressure, no emissions.
Kinney also doesn't think the community is prepared for an emergency. Local schools are still working on constructing overpressurized rooms to be used as shelters. The Army has promised not to burn the liquid nerve agent during school hours or to transport weapons during school hours from outdoor igloos where they're currently stored into the incinerator. Army officials have maintained all along that the weapons pose the greatest danger to the community, not in an incinerator, but sitting in their earthen bunkers. And many here believe them.
I'm happy that the beginning of the end has started.
Keith Howland is one of the closest residents to the incinerator.
I mean, I would have preferred that our public officials had the presence of mind to demand neutralization a decade ago. But right now, if we waited for that, that means we would be held, our whole community would be held under this threat for another 4 to 6 years without any improvement in the probability of being injured.
The Army estimates it will take 7 years to destroy the Anniston stockpile. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples.